الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we have now reached that stage and that part of the year wherein every person, every businessman, that whatever targets and whatever goals and whatever objectives he had laid out and he had planned for the year, he makes an extra effort to now go and meet his objectives and his targets. And this is the time of the year when a person increases in his efforts in his business. Together with that, this is also the time of the year when a person, whatever he had planned to purchase for the year, he had saved up, for the entire year. Now he goes and looks to purchase what he requires. So this month of November is a very, very important month in the business calendar. And we find that as far as business goes in Islam, it is something that is compulsory upon a person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, that طلب العلم فريضة بعد الفريضة. That طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة. That to seek and to earn a halal risk and a sustenance is compulsory upon a person after he has taken care of his other fara'id of deen. So it is something that is encouraged in deen and in shariat for a person to engage in business. But how does one engage in his business? That is the important aspect as far as deen, as far as shariat goes. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when a person goes out to seek his sustenance and goes out to seek his risk, goes out to do business, then what is his intention behind it? Man talaba ad-dunya halalan. That person who goes out to earn and seek a halal livelihood. But what is his reason? What is his reasoning behind it? One of his reasoning is that isti'afafan anil mas'ala, that he must be free from asking others, to become independent in life, to go and earn halal, so that he does not have to rely and depend upon any other person for carrying out his responsibilities in this world. Together with that, his intention behind it is this, that he will spend upon his neighbors, etc. And he has other good intentions also for that matter. Perhaps his intention behind it is that he will use his wealth that he is earning for the upliftment and the advancements of deen. He will use it for good charitable causes. He will assist those in need. He will look to assist the institutions of deen, the masajid, the madaris, etc. And whatever other works of deen that are taking place. That is his intention behind it. Perhaps he is not physically able to assist in the madaris or the masajid. But his intention is, let me earn halal risk and sustenance so that I can contribute towards these organizations. So he has a good intention. So this person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in the hadith that لَقِيَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَوَجُهُ قَالْقَمَرِ لِيلَةِ الْبَدْرِ, that you'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and his face will be shining like the 14th full moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him. On the contrary, may Allah protect us, may Allah save us all. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions regarding that person who goes out to earn halal risk, not haram, halal risk. That is his intention. He goes out to earn halal risk. But his intention, his objective behind earning this risk is totally incorrect. That he wants to show off and amass as much wealth as he can of this dunya. Become involved in this dunya and chase and run after the dunya. The love of the dunya has now entered his heart. Then may Allah protect us, may Allah save us all. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that this person will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with him. So first and foremost is when we are going out to earn our sustenance, is to have that correct mindset and that correct intention. That why am I going out to earn this? And why am I doing this business? To have the correct mindset. And then the next important point is that at all, every moment in this person's business is to have this honesty. And such great rewards have been mentioned for that trader, for that businessman who is honest when he goes out to carry his business. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that At-tajiru as-saduqul amin, that that businessman, the trader who is truthful and is honest, Allah Ta'ala loves this action so much. What he is going to do? He's going out to his business place of business in the morning. He's going out to work, or he's going out to open his shop, or whatever other occupation he has in life. He leaves out in the morning to do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it so much that he's honest and he's trustworthy. He's truthful in his business. مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him with the anbiya, with the truthful ones, with the pious ones, and with the martyrs. Such a high rank this person has. Just by being honest in a person's business and being honest in carrying out a person's livelihood. Imamun al-Azam, Ra'isul Mujtahideen, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, we know him to be a very, very great jurist in Islam and Deen. But together with that, it is not known about him, we do not know much, but he was also a very successful businessman. And one of the hallmarks of his traits was that he was very, very honest when he came to carrying out his business. And Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of barakah in his business. He was so honest that once there was a consignment of fabric, he was a fabric merchant. So there was a consignment of fabric that he had dispatched to his partner in another area. And in that consignment of fabric, there was one small batch that was defective. There was a reject on it. So he informs his partner that I'm sending this fabric for you. When you are selling it, please ensure that you disclose the defect to the customer. Later on, after the entire consignment had been dispatched and sold also, Imam Abu Hanifa once again checked with his partner in this distant land that did you disclose the fault that was in this fabric? So the partner replied that he had forgotten about it. Imam Abu Hanifa had become so upset that the entire profits, there was no way, this was many, many years, there was no way to now contact the customer and inform him. So Imam Abu Hanifa became so hurt and so upset by this, that whatever profits he had made from that sale, the entire amount he gave it away in charity. And not only that, he thereafter terminated his partnership with that partner of his, just over this, because of him not disclosing a fault that was found in the fabric, a reject, a slight reject. It is mentioned regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, that once one lady had come to him, and she mentioned that I'm a poor lady, I'm old, I need this piece of fabric, I need to purchase this from you. Please can you sell it to me at the cost price? So Imam Abu Hanifa says, no problem, you can have it for 4 dirhams, which is a very low amount. So the lady tells Imam Abu Hanifa that do not make a mockery out of me. I wish to purchase it. Why are you making a mockery out of me? So thereafter Imam Abu Hanifa explains to her, he says that I had purchased a large amount of fabric and had sold everything. Whatever remained now is this that you wish to purchase. And from the profits that I had made with what I had sold, I had covered up my entire cost. All that remains now in order for me to cover up my cost from that roll is this 4 dirhams. Even though he was selling it for a much higher price. But just to cover up my cost for that entire roll, all is remaining is 4 dirhams. That was the level of honesty that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi had. It is also mentioned regarding Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, that once he had purchased some lentils on credit, and he left behind his bucket as a collateral. And when he had come now to pay the person, so the seller told him that there are 2 buckets here, choose whichever one belongs to you. And both of them were almost identical. So after paying the amount, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi looks at these 2 buckets, and thereafter he tells the seller that you keep the money and you keep my buckets also. In other words, I do not want to take a chance by taking something that does not belong to me. I would rather forfeit my right than take something unjustly, unlawfully, wrongfully, something that does not belong to me. The seller thereafter mentioned that they take a qasam in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I knew exactly which bucket belonged to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, but I just wanted to test him. But this was the taqwa that our pious predecessors had, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with so much of barakah. So a very, very important aspect of a person's daily work and occupation is to have honesty in him. Together with their friends and elders, a person should adopt good akhlaq and character. A non-Muslim, a non-believer, a kafir, he does not see our ibadat. He is not exposed to our acts of worship. He does not see our salah. And even if he has to see it, he might not become immediately affected by it. Alhamdulillah, there are occasions that a person sees a person doing ibadat and he becomes attracted and affected by it. But it's not all the time. Similarly, when we recite in Quran and Majid or other acts of ibadat, a non-believer is not exposed to it. But what a kafir, what a non-believer is always exposed to is when we are buying and selling. How we conduct our business. That is what a non-believer is exposed to. And if you have the good akhlaq and the good character, it can be a form of da'wah. Like another incident regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. One fire worshipper, a Majusi, was owing him money. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi now goes to this house to collect the money. And when this Majusi now realizes that Imam Abu Hanifa has come, so immediately he goes away and he tells his servant to go and meet Imam Abu Hanifa at the door. What transpired on the way, Imam Abu Hanifa stepped upon some najasat, some impurity on the road. And when he entered the yard of this Majusi, Imam Abu Hanifa took out his shoe and he began dusting it on the wall of that Majusi. As a result, some najasat, some impurity went onto that person's wall. And it sort of messed his wall. In order to remove it, he might have damaged that wall. So when the servant comes to the door and he begins talking to Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Hanifa tells him that, I do not wish to speak to you. Please, can you call your master? So very reluctantly the master comes, and before Imam Abu Hanifa can begin speaking, he immediately now starts giving the excuses as to why he is unable to pay off his debt on time, and he begins requesting more time to pay off his debt. So Imam Abu Hanifa stops him and says that money that you are owing me, that is the least of my problems right now. I have a problem that is more severe. And Imam Abu Hanifa shows him the wall that is messed with this impurity. He says, what are we going to do about this now? So this Majusi, when he looks at what taqwa Imam Abu Hanifa had, that normally when a person he's owing us money and he's unable to pay it, then sometimes a person presses him and uses force to try and get the money back. But here Imam Abu Hanifa, despite that person owing him that money and being unable to pay it, Imam Abu Hanifa puts that money one side and now says that, look, I have damaged your property. This Majusi became so affected by this gesture of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi that he told Imam Abu Hanifa that, don't worry about the impurity that is on my wall. Let us first worry about the impurity that is in my heart. The impurity of kufr and shirk. The impurity of ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me first worry about that impurity. And because of this kind action and because of the taqwa of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, this person accepts Islam. So friends and elders, this is a very, very important aspect of how we conduct ourselves when carrying out business. Let it not be that we are so hard upon people and so harsh upon people, whether we are buying and we go to a store, the cashier there perhaps does something wrong or some defect in the item that we have purchased. Let us not forget our akhlaq and our character. Always, at all times, show the person good akhlaq. Whether it is our staff, those that are under us, our domestic workers at home, they are exposed to this part of us. And whether it is the customers in our shops. So let us always remember the akhlaq and the character of Islam and deen, the akhlaq and the character of the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with his friends and elders, Islam also encourages us when we are doing business to err when it comes on the, to be cautious in business, to err on the side of caution. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed on Sahabi that was weighing something, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to weigh and give extra. Why? Rather give extra than give short. You will not be held accountable for anything extra, but if anything is short, then you are responsible for it. This is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us. And on the topic of debt also, friends and elders, it is very, very important for a person when he is taking goods on credit or is borrowing money, then for him to pay it off on that appointed time. And for any reason he's unable to do so, then he should contact the person that he's owing the money to and explain to him. There are many, many severe warnings in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding a person not paying off his debts. There are some incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein a janaza was brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before performing the janaza, used to ask the sahaba, hal alayhi daynun, is there any debt upon him? Is he owing any person money? Then, if the reply was given that he is not owing anyone money, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go forward and perform the salatul janaza. And on some occasions it was mentioned that he is owing money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should then inquire that has this person left anything behind sufficient to pay off his debt? And if he did leave behind, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed the janaza. And on one occasion it was such that this person was owing money and he did not have sufficient money left behind to pay off what he was owing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped back and asked the sahaba to perform the janaza. But on that occasion, on one occasion, was Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And another occasion, Hazrat Abu Qadada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah, we take responsibility of this person's debt, whatever he's owing, we take complete responsibility. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went forward and performed the Salatul Janaza. But from this we can understand how important it is for a person, when he takes anything on credit, to ensure that it is documented correctly. And he does not take that amount that he cannot bear and is not able to take upon himself. We are at that time of the year when it is now the custom and the tradition. Many, many specials are taking place. Black November, Black Friday, etc. People want to purchase things. Let us ensure that we do not put ourselves into difficulties and hardship and into debts, into situations that we cannot come out of just by being attracted and tempted by these specials and these promotions, etc. How often we find that a person does not really require something. He buys something he does not need to please someone he does not like, but money he does not have also. How often we find this is the situation? He just becomes tempted because that thing is being attractive and promoted towards him. Always adopt that simplicity. Yes, definitely if a person requires something, perhaps he was waiting for that special to come out, some appliance at home is not working, or some necessity in his home is not working, and now he's waiting for that Friday special to come out, that white Friday special to come out, then there's no harm in that. There's no harm in a person requiring something and going and purchasing. Now we are talking about where a person buys something and puts himself into difficulty and hardship, purchasing something that he does not require. But just because it is being promoted now, he falls for that trap. And friends and elders, very, very important is a person's intention when he's taking goods on credit. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that that person who takes the wealth of people, be it goods or be it cash on credit, borrows money. But his intention is this, that he will pay it back. Whatever is the appointed time and the appointed date, his intention is to pay it back. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that it will be easy for him to pay it off. On the contrary, a person takes something and his intention is to not pay it back. His intention is to do the person down. His intention is to harm the person. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he will be unable to pay off his debt and he will go into hardships and difficulties. So very, very important for a person to have the correct mindset when a person is doing business. And when a person is taking goods on credit, or a person is taking a loan, to have the correct mindset and the correct intention. Friends and elders, it is very, very important that a person conducts his business in the correct manner. Why? Sometimes a person feels that I did this person down and I have got away with it. A person might get away in this dunya, but in the akhirat, the punishment awaiting the person is very, very severe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked the Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ So, oh my Sahaba, do you know who is a bankrupt person? Many a times you also see people that they become bankrupt, they apply for business rescue, they file for bankruptcy. But whilst they're doing this, they're still driving the latest vehicles, they're still living in palatial homes, they're still living the life up. But conveniently they know the loopholes in this world, transfer something onto another person's name, and transfer assets into another country, etc. Now we're not talking about that bankrupt person. We're talking, Nabi Kareem says, ask the Sahaba, do you know who is a bankrupt person? So the Sahaba replied that, oh, Nabi of Allah, as far as we know, a bankrupt person is a person who has no money. He's completely poor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter explains, who is a bankrupt person? A bankrupt person is that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah. He will come with a whole heap of a'mal, whole heap of good deeds. Salah, zakat, zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran and Majid, hajj, umrah. He will come with all these a'mal and all these deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And in his mind he is feeling that now he has succeeded. And when he comes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all these good deeds he comes on the day of Qiyamah. But whilst all this happening, شَتَمَ هَذَا أَخَذَ مَالَ هَذَا He has sworn some person, he has harmed some person, he has physically abused someone, he has verbally abused someone, he is owing someone money, he has unlawfully usurped the rights of his fellow Muslim brother. And he has felt that he has got away with it. He knew all the loopholes in this world. He knew how to get away with it in this world. But in the hereafter now, he has come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a whole heap of good deeds. But now it is payback time also. He has to pay back for all what he did in this world. And a person will now come and begin claiming his right. Whatever wrong he had done to that person, now it is time to pay back. A person will come and claim his right. His good deeds will now be taken and given to that person. Another person will now come and begin claiming his right. Again, his good deeds will be taken and given to that person. And like that, more and more and more people will come and begin claiming their rights on the day of Qiyamah. And slowly, all his good deeds will now become depleted and exhausted. And when all his good deeds are now finished, a person will once again come and begin claiming his right. He has no good deeds to pay off. How does he pay off that person? He has usurped his rights in this world. How does he pay off that person? the evil, the sins of that person now will be taken and placed upon him. And may Allah protect us, may Allah save us all. A person will come on the day of Qiyamah with a whole heap of good a'mal and good deeds. But because of usurping the rights of his fellow Muslim brother, may Allah protect us, he will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity in this world to rectify our wrongdoings. It is easier to pay off our good debts that we have, and whatever else we are owing with the currency of this dunya, it is much easier to do it than paying it off with the currency of the akhirat, that is our a'mal and our good deeds. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us all barakah in our business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are going through hardship and difficulties in the business, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a way out for them. Friends and elders, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'll terminate on this hadith. Sometimes a person is going through hardship and difficulties on his business also, we should be lenient upon that person. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that man anzara mu'asiran aw wada anhu, that the person who gives respite to a true bankrupt person, he gives him respite, he's lenient upon him, or he writes off the debt of that person. Person is going through difficulty and hardship, he writes off his debt. أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ظِلِّ عَرْسِهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. There's such a great reward for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there is no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala remove the sufferings of the ummah wherever they are going through hardship and difficulties, or whatever form of difficulty they are going through, and Allah ta'ala grant one of us all barakah in our business. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.